Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Winds News Flash for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening today. President Trump is mad that we're not trying to impeach him. That's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this morning, a day after the president said he wouldn't negotiate with Democrats until they stop investigating him. Pelosi also suggested the president's family and friends hold an intervention for him. A bank CEO accused of trying to buy himself a spot in the president's cabinet, Stephen Calk, arrested today. Federal prosecutors say he approved a risky $16 million loan to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort with the expectation that it would help him become Treasury boss. Manafort defaulted on the loan. Calk didn't get the job he wanted. What do they say? Crime doesn't pay? The NYPD has now released images of a suspect who recently pulled the emergency brake on a number 2 train. That incident, part of a recent trend of brake pulling incidents that the MTA says have been responsible for numerous service delays in the past few months. An Old Bridge woman facing murder and sex assault charges now in connection with the death of a 70-year-old woman. Joanne Cullinan was found dead in her apartment last night. Caroline Beckert being held at the Middlesex County Jail. No details as yet of the crime have been released, nor have police explained how the two women knew each other. Mario Batali is facing criminal charges in Boston after a woman accused him of groping her in March 2017. The celebrity chef expected to be arraigned on Friday. The alleged incident happened at a restaurant in Boston's Back Bay. And social media is full of complaints, but a new poll says most people actually like the final episode of Game of Thrones. The survey from The Hollywood Reporter and Morning Consult found 61% of the viewers liked the show either a lot or some. Only 34% said they didn't enjoy the finale. The 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast, stormy weather this evening. We could have heavy downpours, damaging winds, and even some hail. Low tonight, 63 degrees. Tomorrow looks like a great start to the holiday weekend. Breezy and nice with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 74. Similar Saturday with a high of 72, and then warmer and humid on Sunday with a high in Midtown of 86 degrees. Clouds and sun on Memorial Day, by the way. A high near 80 degrees. Oh, yeah, let's head to the beach. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Winds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.